继续来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the word.
那我们现在要继续来谈孝顺的基础。
We're continuing to discuss the topic of honoring our parents, the foundation of honoring our parents.
第一个基础就是要有六个同，同往、同住、同国、同神、同死、同埋葬。就是要同国同神啊。
It means that we need to have the same God, the same, same nation.
要在信仰里面同一致啊。
I need to be in one accord in the faith.
要有属灵的同一个生命。
Need to have the same spiritual life.
因为我们讲人间的一切会改变。
Because we have talked, about how everything in this world will change.
人间的爱会褪色。
The love in this world will fade.
但如果你这个家父母儿女是在神的国里面同样的信仰的话，
But if the parents and the children in the same family have the same belief in the Lord,
有一个同一样的神的话，
If they have the same God,
那你这个爱不会变，
Then the love will not fade, will not change.
可能中间会有一点变，但是呢，因为有神的爱控制着。
Perhaps there may be some conflicts in their lives, but because of the love of God.
可能在这当中人爱不下去了，但是因为神的爱，所以让你们能够再爱下去。不能孝顺了，因为神的爱，让你继续孝顺下去。
Even though there may be problems or difficulties, but because of the love of God, we can continue to love our family members.
所以这是孝顺的第一个基础。
Therefore, this is the first foundation of honoring our parents.
第二个，我们来看提摩太前书五章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书五章第四节。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 4.
若有寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己的家中学着行孝。
But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home.
学着行孝。
First let them to learn piety at home.
对，这也是用自觉啦。
It is a self-awareness.
孝顺的第二个基础就是要自觉，要认清楚孝顺自己是一种学习。
The first step to honoring our parents is to understand that it is a learning process.
学习就是说你不会。
Learning means that in the beginning, we do not know how.
好像你学电脑，你不会才学嘛。
It's like how one learns to use a computer. In the beginning, you don't know how to use a computer.
如果你会了，就不用学了。
If you knew to use, you knew how, then you did not have to learn.
所以要有这样的自觉，我要学习行孝。每个人都一样，我一样，我还在学啊。
So first, we must be aware that we need to learn how to honor our parents.
圣经有很多要学的。
There are many things that we need to learn from the Bible.
像保罗所讲的了。
This is Paul said.
我们看到腓立比书啊。
Let's turn to Philippians.
保罗有很多学习的哦。
Paul is the same. He also need to learn many things.
腓立比书，我们来看第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章。
Chapter 4.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
腓立比书四章十一节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 11。
说我并不因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况，我都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Now that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
学习知足。
He learned how to be content.
是保罗的灵修。
This was a spiritual cultivation of Paul.
保罗不是说一生下来就会知足的啦。
It is not that Paul had been content once he was, since he was born.
人常常是不知足的。
Men are often discontent.
所以要学习。
So we need to learn.
是一种灵修。
This is also part of our spiritual cultivation.
那孝顺也是一种学习啊，跟一样，跟那个学习是一样的，要学。
And to honor our parents is something we need to learn as well.
就是说你不会。
It is something that we do not know how to do before.
我们有错误观念，以为说会呀、啊。 不用学啊，没有人说为了行孝来灵修的。我们说啊，灵修要什么忍耐，灵修要克制自己，灵修哦不要犯奸淫，灵修不要忘记灵修行孝其中之一。学习的。
Let us not forget that to honor our parent is also one of the many things that we need to work on in our spiritual cultivation.
我们讲过，父母爱你爱儿女啊，圣经说不用学了，自然会。有时候爱的太超过了。
We know from as a fact that parents do not need to learn how to love their children.
所以我们要自觉，行孝是一种学习。
So we must know that to honor our parents is something that is learned.
是一种灵修的学习。
It is one of the things that we need to learn.
是一种追求。
It is a pursuit.
属灵的追求。
It is a kind of spiritual pursuit.
我们有时候属灵追求，哇，脾气不好啊，禁食祷告。
Sometimes when we find out that we anger easily, then we fast and pray.
我们听说有一个那个什么女执事，为了自己脾气不好，禁食祷告一生。我听过这见证。
I've heard a testimony by a deaconess that because of her anger problem, she fasted every day of her life.
你有没有为了行孝孝顺父母禁食祷告？主耶稣啊，赐给我孝顺，赐给我孝顺，有没有禁食过？
Have you fasted?
有没有想过
to the Lord to for you to learn how to honor your parents?
因为这功课不好学啊。
This lesson is not easy to learn.
你有没有禁食祷告过？
Have you fasted for this purpose?
你为了打喷嚏了，为了发烧感冒禁食祷告，没有为了这个更重要的这个诫命啊。这是诫命呢，为了遵守诫命，你要禁食祷告过吗
？You have probably fasted for your own illnesses, but this is a commandment of God for us to honor our parents. Have you fasted for this purpose?
我们说灵修要反省，对不对
？We say that we need to repent in our spiritual life.
反省要爱心，反省。我们常爱心是讲到说啊，什么慕道者啦，什么，你对你爸爸有没有爱心？对妈妈有没有爱心
？When we
哦，爸爸妈妈就不需要对他爱心吗？就对慕道者才要啊。这个太可恶了吧！
When we repent of our spiritual life, we often find that we do not have love. We often think that we do not treat the true seekers well. But have you thought of how badly you have treated your parents?
我们会反省，哎，我今天是不是对谁生气了，发脾气了，对不对？哈，无理了，对人不好了。
You have perhaps repented for the anger you showed to your friends, or someone that you know, but have you repented for the things that you have said to your parents?
我们都是想到那个慕道者，或是教会的人，或是朋友，没有想到说你所得罪的，他可能是你的爸爸，是你的妈妈。
We often think of the truth seekers or friends or that we have offended, but have we considered our wrongs toward our parents?
因为你常想说没有关系啦，反正就是爸爸妈妈，反正可以。从小欺负到大，再欺负一次也没有关系。
Because we often have the false thinking that it is our parents only, and since we have already tortured them throughout our life, so.
我们要自觉是一种学习。
We need to be aware that this is a learning process.
但是小心，有时候也学不成哦。
But we need to be careful because sometimes we will never learn the lessons.
因为这是灵修，有时候灵修不成了，半路半途就而废了。
Because this is a spiritual learning process, and sometimes people do fail.
所以，学习行孝也要像在灵修的一个功课一样，也要用心，并且要恒心，中途不废。
And to master this lesson, we must have consistency and must strive to learn this lesson.
我们看雅各书第二章第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第二节。
James chapter 1, verse 2.
雅各书第一章第二节
James chapter 1 verse 2
这边说我的弟兄们、啊、你们若在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜乐因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐但忍耐一旦成功了使你们成全完备毫无缺欠、
My brethren count it all joy when you fall into various trials knowing that the testing of your faith produces patienceBut let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
当然，我们念这一节一定会想到说，哇，信耶稣被人家逼迫了哈。
Of course, when we read these verses, we think of those who were persecuted for righteousness' sake.
或是像约伯一样落在那个很大的患难里面了哈。
or those who were persecuted for the sake of Christ.
但是也可以用在孝顺父母上面嘛。
But we can also apply this verse to honoring our parents.
我们在孝顺父母当中的路程当中会遇到很多的苦难的。
In serving our parents, we will encounter many trials.
也里面有很多试炼的。
And many difficulties.
那你要忍耐哦。
But we need to have patience.
忍耐要成功啊。
In order to succeed.
在实践上面要成功。
In order to apply this teaching successfully.
所以我们要孝顺之前一定要这两个基础。
Therefore, before we honor our parents, we need to have these two foundations.
要有同国同神的基础。
We need to have the foundation of having the same nation, same God.
要有一种学习的自觉。
We need to be aware that we need to, it is a learning process.
同国同神是一个基础了哈。
Same nation, same God is the foundation of this filial piety.
因为有神的道理，有神啊，这是同样的价值观，同样的一个那个道德标准。
Because then we can have the same value system and the same moral standards with our parents.
接下来，学习是向上的。
Then learning is a building process.
好，那我们现在再来谈一点。我们怎么来行孝
？Then we will discuss that about how to show honor, how to honor our parents.
圣经就是对父母了哈，怎么样对待父母
？The Bible teaches us how to treat our parents.
第一个就是圣经里面所讲的，你要 honor， 就是要尊敬父母。
The first is as what the Bible tells us that is for us to honor our parents, to respect our parents.
出埃及记二十章十二节那边。那个诫命是说要中文是说孝顺的，因为这个传统其实是要尊敬父母。
So in Exodus chapter 20 verse 12 it says that we need to honor our parents. It is a kind of respect.
尊敬、哦、我们小时候很小的时候，刚生下来很小的时候，对父母很尊敬的。
When we were first born, we were very respectful of our parents.
你越小，对父母感觉父母越全能啊。
The smaller you are, the higher you think your parents are.
越小，小时候。
The younger you are.
你认为父母什么都会。
You thought that your parents knew everything.
他什么都会。
Your parents could do everything.
哎，他好像一个全能的神一样。
And your parents were seemed like an almighty God to you.
那越长大越感觉。爸爸越来越不行了。
But the older you became, the more you discovered that your father could not do everything.
小时候你可以在父亲的手上荡秋千。
When you were little, you could swing on your father's arm.
到七八岁，我那个大儿子没有办法荡了，他后来可能我换在他手上荡吧。
But eventually, your father will become weak, and then perhaps you could let him.
他在讲说：“爸爸，你也不行了。”
At that time, you will discover that your father really cannot do that as much as you had imagined.
爸爸什么都行，因为他现在还小，什么都行。
I have a young son. He still believes that I'm all powerful.
随着年纪的增长，你的智慧的增加，知识的增加，你这个爸爸越来越笨了。
And the more you know of the world, the lesser you think of your dad.
两三岁的小孩绝对不会跟妈妈说：“妈妈你好笨。”绝对不会的。
A 2-3-year-old will never say to his mother saying that, "Mother, you do not know much."
总是拉着裙角裙的啊，或是妈妈拉着妈妈的裤脚，妈妈这里，妈妈那里。
He would always cling on to his mother's skirt, and just.Say, mom, this, mom, that.
如果有一天你跟妈妈说：“妈妈，你好笨。”那时候你小心，你已经长大了。
And if one day you tell your mother saying that she's unwise, then you have grown.
虽然是这个样子，你还是要尊敬父母的。
Even though you have discovered this, then you still need to respect your parents.
我们看箴言二十三章二十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
二十三章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22.
23章22节.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22.
你要听从圣你的父母，你母亲老了，你也不可藐视她。
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
她为什么老？
Why had they become old?
就是因为你啊。
It is because of you.
所以她老了，你怎么可以藐视她呢？
So when your parents turn old, how can you despise them?
你只是知识增长了，怎么可以轻视她呢？
How can you despise them just because you have grown in knowledge?
这好久以前我听到一个故事啊。
Long time ago, I heard a story.
就说三四十年前的老故事了，应该是现在人讲不通，大家可以想象那个情况。
This story happened 30-40 years ago.
以前乡下人比较多嘛。
In the olden days, there are more people living in the countryside.
那也有聪明的孩子嘛。
There are a couple of smart kids.
那有一个小孩很聪明啊。
There was this child who was very smart.
哇，那他长大之后，他妈妈就要送他去国外念书。
After he grew up, his mother wanted to send him abroad to study.
那时候是坐船的。
At that time, they had to take a ship.
啊，他是一个寡妇嘛。
Because the mother was a widow.
因为从他家要去港口坐船呢，要经过好几天啊。
And the distance from the home, from their home to the port, would take a few days' journey.
啊，他妈妈就跟着儿子，因为这儿子也乡下人了，对不对？乡下儿子陪乡下妈妈，这个他很自然。他妈妈挑个担子哈，里面装的什么肉粽啊，什么炒油饭呐、啊，
So the mother, the country mother, and the country son went together to the port. They also carry. Some food with them in two baskets.
这可以持久一点的，还有一大箩的猪大肠这样子。
And then they brought pig intestine.
因为这个小孩子从小就吃这个长大的，所以很喜欢吃嘛。
So these are the food that the child ate when he was little, so he liked it very much.
哇，他母那个妈妈跟子母子就去赴那个港口了。
So the mother and son went to the seaport together.
那当然是一路吃这些东西，吃到港口刚好吃完。
So they ate this food until they reached the harbor, and that's when they finished the food as well.
当然他要离家哇，也是虽然是男孩子，也是一把鼻涕一把眼泪啊。
So as he was leaving, he started to tear, even though he was a grown man.
那这个孩子就去留学了，到好远的地方去留学。
And the son went abroad to study.
那后来这个孩子学成了。
After the son finished his study,
一个大博士。
He became a PhD.
回来了。
He returned home.
哇，这妈妈当然最高兴是妈妈。
Of course, the happiest was the mother.
因为这几年呢，妈妈养猪啊，卖猪啊，然后寄钱给他读书啊。
Because during these years, his mother fed the pigs and worked very hard to support him.And his study.
好，儿子也回来了。
So after the son returned home,
同样港口回来。
He returned to the same same seaport.
同样坐一条船，那一条船回来。
He came back in the same ship.
同样的妈妈来了。
And the same mother came to greet him.
这孩子不一样了，对不对？
But the son had changed.
你留学过了。
He had gone to study abroad.
知识增长啊，跟什么跟以前的那个流鼻涕那个小孩子比呢？
He had an increase in knowledge, and he had changed completely since from his youth.
跟他在一起的都是同学啊，哇，这个是真博士、野博士，都是博士一堆啊。
And together with him were many other doctors.
啊，他也是归国的留学那个什么回国的学人嘛，对不对
？And also, he had become a scholar to his nation.
要不是穿西装，就是穿很流行的牛仔裤。
If he had not dressed in a suit, then he probably would have been dressed in a fashionable clothing.
绝对不会再像他那个小时候穿的那个面粉袋做的那个裤呢。
And of course, he wasn't wearing an underwear that was made from flour bags.
最高兴是他妈妈。
But the happiest yet is was his mother.
看到那个船进港了。
And as she saw the ship approaching,
心快要跳出来。
And her heart almost leaped from her chest.
这个儿子一看，哎呦。
And the son saw his mother. He said, 哎呦。
十年前的妈妈跟现在老了一点啊。
And he goes, my mother has become much older.
穿的还是那个十年前那个布袋裤。
But she's still wearing the same clothing.
又跳了猪大肠啊。
And she came with the same food, the pig
intestine.
He almost fainted.
这他怎么办呢？
What could he do?
下船了。
And so he got off the ship.
他妈妈有力气啊，乡下人比较有力气，到前面去。
And his mother, because she was a hard worker, so she was able to push through the crowd and get to the front of the line.
他的担子啊，从后面挤挤挤到前面。
And she carried with her the two baskets full of pig intestine.
同学说，哎，那个人做什么？怎么好像冲力很大？怎么冲到你这里来？他妈妈那种心情啊。
And so the doctor's friend asked him, who is that woman who has such strength to come to the front?
这时候他说，哦，没有了，那个是我家的女佣啊，她怎么了？这么没有体统啊？
And so the doctor
赶走了。
So the doctor's friend said to his friend, so the doctor said to his friend that, this is one of my servants at home, and she has no manner.
这是古时候人的故事啊。
This is a story that happened in the past.
我们来看圣经怎么教训我们。
Let's learn from the Bible.
列王记上第二章十九节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上第二章十九节。
1 Kings chapter 2 verse 19.
这里有一个妈妈，她的名字叫做拔示巴。
There was a mother named Bathsheba.
她有儿子叫做所罗门。
And she has a son named Solomon.
你们都很认识所罗门吗？
You all know King Solomon?
所罗门是国王。
He was king.
在当时是最有钱、最尊贵、最有智慧的、最高级的一个人。
At that time, he was the richest, the most honorable, the most wise, and the most respected man.
他样样都会啊。
He knew how to do everything.
人间的学问从天文地一直到地，从天到地到海，他什么都会。
He knew everything of the sky, the earth, and the sea.
以现在来讲，他电脑也会，那个太空也会，文学也会，什么都会。你跟他讲什么，他都会，音乐也会。
If he lived in our time, then he would be knowledgeable in computer science, astrology, music and art.
他现在是坐在王位上面呢。
And today he sits on the throne.
他的妈妈咚咚咚来了。
And his mother came to see him.
文武百官坐在那里啊。
And all his officials were sitting next to him.
说实在，你查考他妈妈，他妈妈也不是说出身很高贵的人，也不是啊。
If you read the Bible, you will find that Bathsheba was not one of the kingly families.
不是啊，他妈妈也是乡下人一个。
Bathsheba was also from the countryside.
跑到那个他坐朝的那个金銮殿来了。
And his mother came to his
他的办公室来了。
His throne.
金銮殿就办公室嘛。
His office.
他怎么办？
What could King Solomon do?
他就怎么样？
What did he do?
他就王就起来迎接。
He rose up to greet his mother.
没有一个人能叫王起来的。
There is no one else who could tell a king to stand up.
因为王是最大的嘛。
Because the king is the highest person in the nation.
再大的将军来也是趴在那里，对不对？国王啊。
Because even the highest ranking general would have to bow down to him.
这时候他妈妈来了。
At this time, his mother came to greet him.
他没有考虑，也不用想说，哎，怎么办？
He did not consider what he had to do.
他自然地站起来。
But he rose up immediately.
迎接他。
To meet her.
一般他是常常被人下拜的。
King Solomon was often about.
国王是人家一见到国王就拜的。
King Solomon was the one that was often bowed down to.
但是他现在起来向妈妈下拜。
But when Bathsheba came to him, he rose up to meet her.
但是你不能说跟妈妈出去玩啊，不行啊。
But he could not go out with his mother.
接下来他就坐在位上，要继续办公嘛，对不对？
And then he sat down on his throne and continued his business.
然后就吩咐说，哎，替我妈妈做一个位置，放在那个右边。
Also had his mother sit by him.
所以他的起营、下拜、设位坐右边，这是所罗门的孝心。
So this is how Solomon honored his mother, is by rising up to meet her and to sitting her next to him.
所以父母会有点越来越老啊。
Our parents grow older each day.
那个我们父母会越来越啰嗦。
Our parents will grow more.
这一定的，人老了奇怪话就这么多，我还是一样。
More.
你以后会这样子了，不要笑。
They start to mumble a lot.
我太太跟我讲，我很感触很深。
My wife once told me.
她说我小时候最讨厌我妈妈在骂我那种样子。 那种话，那些话，讲那些话。
When I was young, I often hated the way how my mother would criticize me all the time.
她说啊，我养了三个孩子，我骂的话都是我妈妈以前跟我骂的。
So as I'm raising,
又讲给我孩子。
As I'm raising my three children, I find that I'm using the same words that my mother criticized me for.
我太太还没结婚之前呢，讲话很小声，有时候说讲什么。
Before my me and my wife got married, she was very soft-spoken.
讲话很小声，有时候也不说讲情话，有时候就是听不懂。她有生气也是很小声，哎，是讲什么？Even
when she got angry, she was really soft-spoken.
现在她在地下室，说真的，她在地下室喊一声，我在三楼，吓一跳。But
to be honest, now when she like shouts from the basement, I would be alarmed, like would be surprised and shocked.
真的不用麦克风,
in the upper floor.
为了小孩子,
for the children.
人老了，一定这样子。
Once a person gets older, we would turn out to be like that.
尊敬父母。
So at this time, as children, we need to honor our parents.
你要忍受。
We need to be patient.
忍耐, 不是吗?
We need to
suffer.
This is part of spiritual cultivation.
对父母这些灵修，你不灵修，听不来的人，他老是重复这些话，久的时候，就是因为你不喜欢，因为你不会，所以才要训练，对不对？才要学习啊。
If you do not have the spiritual cultivation, there's no way that you can stand your parents. So this is something we need to learn.
所以圣经告诉我们，老了也要尊敬。
So the Bible tells us even though our parents get older, we still need to respect them.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二个，我们来看路加福音第二章51节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 52, 51.
路加福音2章51节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 51. 这是主耶稣给我们的例子了。This is an example set by Jesus.
主耶稣在殿里面坐在那里，一边听一边问，在教室的中间。And
he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subjected.
我们看46节。
Let's turn to 46. Now, so it was that after 3 days they found him in a temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
他是。 以父的事为念哦，
being,
在学习道理啊。
He was minding the business of God.
那这时候他父母不了解。
But at that time, his parents did not understand him.
他们父母所知道的是说，哎呦，我们守节完了，你应该回家，怎么不回家呢？
At that time, what his parents thought was that after the festival, you should return home.
其实这个时候，父母跟儿子。 他们的那个想法一样不一样？ 他们的思想一样不一样，看法不一样，一样不一样，不一样啊！真是代沟啊！
At this time, Jesus and his parents had a misunderstanding or different beliefs.
主耶稣在圣殿里面，在那边一边听一边问。
And at that time, Jesus listened and asked in the temple.
第四十七节啊。
In verse 47.
那些人都很稀奇啊！哇，耶稣很聪明啊！
And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding.
四十八节，他父母看见很奇怪，怎么这样子？
So in verse 48, you see that his parents were astonished.
他的妈妈就讲了。
And his mother said,
说你爸爸跟我都很伤心来找你啊。
Your father and I are really anxious looking for you.
但主耶稣把事实告诉他们了。
And then Jesus told them the truth.
真理就是说，我是以父事为念。
It says that I must be about my father's business.
我们看五十节。
Let's look at verse 50.
他所说的话，他们不明白。
But Jesus' parents did not understand him.
我们有时候当儿女的想说，我讲的话，我爸爸不明白啊。
Often when we're as children, we often feel that our parents do not understand us.
不同时代嘛。
Because we live in different generations.
我是先进的时代，他已经落后了。
Because we live in a newer generation than our parents.
不明白。
They often do not understand.
我们实在是不可能像耶稣这样子讲那种话了哈。
Of course, we probably would not say something like what.
就是说，他坐在殿里面，然后以父事为念。我们很少是这样子。我们常常是要去看电影，要去跳舞。妈妈说不要，你说不明白，是这样的不明白啊。
Oftentimes, we do not come into conflict with our parents because that we are studying in the temple and learning a word. We often have conflict because we want to go out to watch a movie or go out and hang out with our friends.
还是整夜出去要去什么夜游了，不回不睡觉了哈，这种的。当然，你妈妈就说不要了，不睡觉，身体损坏，身体健康。你是说啊，你不明白，我们年轻人应该有活力啊。
And probably we would have this kind of conflict when we try and go out with our friends to stay up all night, and our mother would probably say that it's bad to stay up, and it would ruin our health. And then,
虽然父母不明白,
even though our parents do not understand,
五十一节,
in verse 51,
耶稣还是同他们下去, 回到拿撒勒,
Jesus went down with them just the same.
耶稣的身体跟他们一起回去,
Jesus' body went back with him.
但是耶稣也不是一边走一边嘟着嘴啊,
but Jesus did not complain.
一边在那边, 哇哇哇哇。
咕
咕叫，有时候我们做是做，但是一路咕咕叫，咕咕叫回去了。
We find ourselves often that we would obey, but then we would be discontent.
耶稣身体跟他们回去。
Jesus, his person went back with his parents.
并且圣经记下面记载说，并且顺从他们。
And he was subject to them.
所以在这里是。一种学习啊。
So this is also a kind of learning.
一般父母，因为我们的基础是同国同神，所以他一定用神的道理来教训我们。有时候你不明白，也要顺服，多神的道理啊。
Because once our parents and we have the same foundation of same God and same nation, then our parents often teach us according to the word, and if we do not understand them, then we need to try and understand.
以弗所书六章第一节嘛，哈。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
以弗所书六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
这边说，做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
It tells us that we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
有时候你可能不明白。
Sometimes we do not understand.
有时候可能你讲的，你的父母不明白。
Sometimes our parents do not understand what we say to them.
但是要在主里听从父母。
But we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
在里面要有很大的爱啊。
And we need to have a lot of love in this.
那再来，我们再来看提摩太前书五章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4.
提摩太前书五章第四节说，要在自己的家中学着行孝。
It says that we need to first learn how to show piety at our homes.
所以我们第三点要讲说行孝要怎么样如何呢要在自己家中。
The third point we'd like to share is that to learn how to show piety in the home.
在自己家中表示什么呢
What does it mean piety in the home?
表示完全接纳。
That is to accept completely.
把它纳入到你生活当中。
To accept your parents in your life.
好像父母接纳儿女一样
Just as how parents receive their children into their lives
你要生一个孩子不容易
When the child is born, it is difficult for the parents
你看如果 有朋友到你家来
If someone come to visit you
他们说啊那个随便随便啦、啊、那个朋友来正在吃饭啊多一双碗筷就是了啦对不对
And you say that, oh, it's okay because you just need to provide an extra set of utensils
那你的儿女到你家来了，就是你开始生孩子了。
But after you have a child and someone comes to visit you,
你家的东西家用哈、哦，增加两倍到十倍当中，至少增加一倍了。
And the things that you have in your house will have increased at least 2 to 10 times.
比如说我来这里，或者去非洲。
For example, when I come here or to Africa.
我来的时候一个背包就够了
I come with a little suitcase or luggage
我们刚生孩子的时候我跟太太出去我们每个人 一小包其他的三大包都是小孩子的尿片啊娃娃车啊那些东西
But when I had my first child I and my wife when we went out we would carry a middle sized bag and we would have 3 other luggages in the car
没有人说麻烦的啦
No one would complain that it's
是麻烦，但是你就是这样接受嘛，对不对？你接纳了。
It is troublesome, but you accept them.
那你有没有用这样来对待父母呢
？But do you treat your parents the same?
你如果爱父母
，If you love your parents，
你是不是接到家中？接到家中，你把他接纳来，有时候很麻烦呐、啊。
Would you accept your parents into your home？
很啰嗦、啊。
Sometimes they were it's troublesome, and sometimes they would whine or complain.
有些老人那个东西啊，已经快烂掉了，他也不丢啊，啊，实在是麻烦。
And sometimes old people would keep things as that are old or stinky.
那你是一直要把它丢掉？他说：“拜托，不要丢，因为这是我六十年、七十年来的这个哦，跟我陪伴在一起，拜托你先留一下。”那你说？你有没有接纳他
And you want to feel these old things that your parents say to you, this is something that I have been with me for 60, 70 years, and I cannot give that away.
你为了你的孩子尿片尿片大包大包的往家拿，对不对？也是麻烦，对不对？
Can you accept that? And now with your child, you have to change the diapers so many times, and you accept that.
那对父母这边说，行孝要在自己家中。
So here it tells us that we need to show piety to our parents at home.
这是很大的学习啊。
This is a big lesson to learn.
可能第一天学不会，要学好多天啊。这是灵修的功夫。
This is something we cannot master in one day. It takes daily effort.
我们看约翰福音第十九章二十七节。
Let's turn to John chapter 19, verse 27.
主耶稣一生到最后自己没有办法完成的有一件事情。
At the end of Jesus' life, there's one thing that he could not complete.
因为主耶稣到世上来，他几乎都是完成了圣经要我们每个人做的事情，他都完成了。
When Jesus was in the world, he completed almost everything that the Bible requires of us, except one.
最后一件他没有办法完成。
This last one thing that he had to do, he could not complete.
就是他妈妈要把他交到谁，要怎么样处理的。
It is his duties to his mother because he was to die first.
我们看十九章二十七节。
Let's turn to John chapter 19, verse 27.
这时候主耶稣在十字架上。
At the time, Jesus was nailed on the cross.
很痛苦。
He was suffering.
头在流血。
He was bleeding from his head.
手在流血。
He was bleeding from his hand.
脚在流血。
He was bleeding from his feet.
整个人吊着，用三根钉子。
His whole body was held up by the strength of three nails.
他快要断气了。
He he was breathing his last. He almost passed away.
我们看二十七节，他对他门徒说了：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去。
In verse 27 says, Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother, and from that hour that disciple took her to his own house.
这个是主所爱的门徒。
This is the disciple that Jesus loved.
他最晓得耶稣的心。
He was the one that knew Jesus' heart the most.
他曾经靠到耶稣的怀里面。
He once lay in the bosom of Jesus.
耶稣把他的母亲交给他。
And Jesus entrusted his mother to him.
他知道耶稣的心。
He knew Jesus' heart.
他没有保守说啊，好，你说要接他，好，送到老人院去。
This disciple did not say that. I'm going to send your mother to nursing home.
哎，一个月给他$10,000啊。
And I will.
哦，钱多得很嘛。
I will provide $10,000 per month.
就要嫁了下午，麻烦了。
Then he took her to his own home.
不是，爱的门徒把这个可怜的丧子的母亲。接到家里来。
The disciple took her into his own home.
我们看二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28.
二十八节，这是一个让人看了很感动的。
This verse touches.
这事以后。
After this.
耶稣完成很多事情。
Jesus finished many things.
最后一件事情在约翰福音里面所记载是什么呢？
The last thing that was recorded in the book of John is what?
就是把他的母亲交给所爱的门徒。
That is to entrust his mother to the disciple that he loved.
主耶稣也晓得所爱的门徒也会把他的母亲接回他们家。
Because he knew that the disciple that he loved would accept his mother in his home.
那主耶稣这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了。
And so in verse 28 it says, After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished.
最后的一件成的事情是什么？把母亲交在爱的门徒手上。
So the last thing that was accomplished was the act of entrusting his mother to the disciple that he loved.
爱的门徒再把耶稣的母亲带回家。
And then the disciple that he loved brought his mother to his home.
所以要在自己的家中。
So, we must serve our parents in our home.
这难啊，不容易啊。
This is difficult. This is not easy.
如果不好好处理的话，真的是只有家里面来会闹家庭革命啊。
Because
一定革命啊。
If this is not taken care of carefully, then we have a household revolution.
如果不把它当成一个属灵的灵修的话，并且常常反省、检讨、进食、祷告，难，没有办法。
If we do not treat it as a spiritual cultivation, then we would often find out we're having strife.
不要忘记天国路是难行的，对不对？
Do not forget that the heavenly journey is difficult to walk on.
耶稣说，这个什么门是小的，路是窄的。
Jesus said the door is narrow, the gate is narrow.
你想到这节圣经节，你会不会想到孝顺父母这件事情？
When you think of this verse, do you think of
天国门是小的，路是窄的？你常想到说，不要犯奸淫。不要犯杀人，对不对？
When you think of this verse, that the gate is narrow, do you think of how you have honor your parents? Or we often just think about all the things that do not murder, do not commit adultery.
对，也是对的。
It is also true.
但是其中一个，
but,
把父母接到自己家来。
But among the commandments,
更难。
Is also this commandment to serve, to honor our parents.
因为这条路是小的。
It is even more difficult than the other commandments because the road is narrow.
不小心掉出去了。
And if we're not careful, we will fall off of it.
那在我们第四点，我们来看约书亚记第二章十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
第二章十一节设计。
Chapter 2, verse 11-12.
孝顺父母。
To honor our parents.
就是要求神恩待父家。
Is to ask for God to bless our household.
来十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12 of Joshua chapter 2. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord our God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now, therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house, and give me a true token.
就是求神要恩待他的父家。
So, we need to ask the Lord to show kindness to our father's house.
就是为父母的信仰，为父母的得救，糟心啊。
We need to, pray to God and worry about our parents' salvation and our parents' belief.
这是拉合的心愿。
This is Rahab's wish.
拉合他自己得救了。
Rahab herself was saved.
他唯一的关心是什么？
But she had one care.
他跟耶稣啊，他们说，求你，也是做求神啊，恩待父家。
He asked Joshua to treat his family kindly.
也就是在主内得到生命灵命的传承。
In other words, once we have received the spiritual life in Christ,
求神也真正的恩待他的父家。
We ask God to treat our father's house kindly.
我们常常在想，约瑟是一个很孝顺的人。
We know that Joseph is a very obedient child.
那个创世纪四十六章第四节。
In Genesis chapter 46.
这一句应该是他最孝顺的地方。
From here we can show his.
这是也是神的肯定啊。
His respect to his parents.
神在肯定他。
This is also how God showed.
Testing
him.
那这个是神跟雅各讲的哦。
This is what God said to Jacob.
神跟雅各说：“你可以下埃及去，不用怕。”
God said to Jacob, "You may go down to Egypt." Do not fear.
我跟你同去。
I will go down with you to Egypt.
那你那个乖儿子啊。
And Joseph.
他必给你送终。
Will put his hand on your eyes.
送终意思是什么呢？
It means he will.
中文翻送终了，英文是说他要把他的手放在你的眼睛上面。
He will put his hand on your eyes.
儿子把他的手放在爸爸的眼睛上面，也是说你可以死啦。安心的死啦。
It means that the son will allow the father to pass away peacefully.
中文是欢送终了，比较好听。那在希伯来人他们是这样，孝顺的儿子，爸爸也感觉你是很孝顺。儿子把他的爸爸要死之前呢、啊，把手放在他眼睛，死能够瞑目了。
So if the son is faithful and respectful of his parents, then in the Jewish culture, the father would place the son's hand on his own eyes,
爸爸要死了，
showing that father is about to die.
如果爸爸要死，想到我儿子正在外面当土匪，正在抢东西。
If the father, as he is about to die, he realizes that his son is out robbing someone.
所以他要死了。
Even though he was about to die,
眼睛张那么大。
His eyes were open.
人家说，眼不那个死不瞑目啊。
Because he had still had worries in the world.
最大的孝顺。
This is the greatest act of piety.
你有没有办法说，爸爸，你可以走了
？Can you say to your parents that you may go now?
你已经完成你的任务了。
You have finished your task on this world.
你到神那边可以很光荣的跟神说。神啊，我已经完成我的一生的任务。
After you go to God, you may say to God that you have finished your work.
你可以跟神说，我的儿子已经，我的生命已经活在我儿子的身上了。
And you can say that your life has lived in your children.
这是最大的孝顺。
This is the greatest act of piety.
这是神要我们这样做的。
This is what God wants us to do.
我们看创世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5.
这是神的旨意啊。
This is the will of God.
创世纪第五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 1.
神造人是照着自己样式造的。
In the day God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
所以亚当是神的儿子。
So Adam was the son of God.
所以亚当的样子像神。
So Adam was made in the likeness of God.
我们来看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似。
Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth.
这个, 就给他起名叫赛特,
and he named him Seth.
赛特就是神的儿子所生的那个神的儿子。
So Seth was the son of the Son of God.
我们来看25节啊, 第4章25节。
Let's read verse 25.
因为那个坏蛋死了嘛, 这个该隐啊, 就是被赶出去了。 现有儿子也当没儿子一样啊。
So after Seth died, a king. After Abel died, Cain was kicked out.
这时候亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，名叫赛特，意思说神另给我立一个儿子代替亚伯。
In verse 25, it says that Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth.
因为赛特的样子、形象、样式跟亚当一样。
Because the likeness of Seth is the same as Adam.
亚当的样子像神。
Adam has the likeness of God.
我们有时候常常照镜子，哎，样子像不像神？
If we look at the mirror, do we have the likeness of God?
像不像你父母虔诚的样子呢？
Do we have the likeness of our parents?
你的生命，神的生命，借着他，是不是也进到你里面来呢？
Has the life of God entered you through your parents?
最大的孝顺。
This is the greatest.
活出神的形象来。
To live according to the image of God.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.